Harper One and Harper Audio present Plays Well With Others, a surprising science behind why everything you know about relationships is mostly wrong. By Eric Barker. Read by Roger Wayne. A note before we begin. For a list of references, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/plays-well-with-others. To all the relationships I've screwed up, I'd list them, but I only get one page for the dedication. Henry Thomas Buckle once said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." I'm here to discuss people. Introduction. Nobody's been shot yet. Yeah, I know those aren't the most reassuring words you've ever heard, but from where I'm sitting, they're downright optimistic. Two guys tried to rob a convenience store, but the cashier hit the silent alarm. Police arrived, bad guys went barricade and took the cashier hostage. The emergency services unit, a fancy way of saying SWAT, is now stacked up outside. NYPD's hostage negotiation team has established contact. Oh, and HNT has a special guest today. That's me. Hi. For most of my life, I've been afraid of getting emails that read, "From Detective Thompson, NYPD." But I wanted to write a book on dealing with people, and this seemed like a fun way to learn. Now, I'm here. Fun is not the first word that comes to mind. SWAT teams are mobilized, lives are on the line, and I'm wishing I had opted instead to spend the weekend at some new-agey relationship seminar where fewer guns are pointed at people. I do all my own stunts, folks. The next 5 minutes are going to be the most stressful 10 years of my life. Oddly, the guy on the other end of the phone seems pretty nice, but it's way too early to feel any kind of good about things. The first half hour of a hostage negotiation is the most dangerous. There's no rapport, no transference, no anything to act as a buffer if things go sideways. Just adrenaline and fear. As the negotiator starts talking with him, I quiz myself on proper procedure. Slow it down, use active listening, voice tone is important. Remember that your actions are contagious. But the single most important thing right now is keep them talking. Because if they're talking to you, they're not shooting people. Unfortunately, he's no longer talking to us. The line just went dead. Things cannot get worse. So, of course, they do. He calls back. But it's not the same he. It's someone else. Someone who's speaking quickly and cursing a blue streak. I can't even follow everything this guy is saying. I do catch references to being an alum of the penal system and killing two people years ago, along with a Whitman sampler of other felonies. Don't freak out, I tell myself, totally freaking out. At the end of movies, they always say, "No animals were harmed in the making of this motion picture." My disclaimer might have to read, "Very few people were harmed in the writing of this book." The negotiator responds to the suspect, "Sounds like you're frustrated." Yeah, that's an epic understatement, but it's also a fundamental active listening technique, labeling, giving the hostage taker's emotion a name. Neuroscience research by Matthew Lieberman at UCLA has validated that labeling dampens powerful emotions. It also builds rapport by showing someone you're on their wavelength. "I am frustrated. You got an entire SWAT team out there. My nephew's scared to death." Nephew? Mirroring, another pillar of active listening. In the form of a question, repeat the last thing they said. Keep them talking. All the while, you're getting more information and building rapport. "Yeah, you just talked to him. Look, I can't handle being out of prison, but I don't want that for him." "Sounds like you're concerned for his future. You want him to get out of there safely." More labeling, more rapport, and slowly inching him in the direction you want this to go. As they keep talking, the tone gradually shifts. The hostility starts to dissolve, and it's almost like they're working together to solve this problem. It's not long before the suspect sends the cashier out, then his nephew. As soon as...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?